A global hotel empire built on a simple recipe for success.
Take good care of your employees and they'll take good care of the customer. And that applies around the world. I don't care what country you're in, everybody wants to be treated with warmth, with precision, good food, cold. They want to be able to have a good experience.
Co-workers and competitors credit the now 79-year-old Bill Marriott with using that mantra and his personal touch to help turn what began as a small soda stand and restaurant chain into Marriott International, with 3,600 hotels spanning more than 70 countries and growing.
I have to make sure we do things right. After all, it's my name over the door.
Now, it's up to incoming chief executive Arne Sorensen, who takes over in March, to keep the global expansion going.
We stand today, we think, at the dawn of a new golden age of travel. And that golden age of travel is driven by explosive growth in the developing world. China and India and Brazil are well known to everybody, but sub-Saharan Africa is exploding in many markets in a positive way.
Both Sorensen and Marriott, who will remain on the company's board of directors, say there are reasons to be concerned, especially with Europe's ongoing debt crisis and continued fallout from the Arab Spring. But they stress there's no shortage of need or opportunity.
The business is good in sub-Saharan Africa, and we're going into several countries down there, and we just feel there's a great opportunity there. They've got a lot of minerals, they've got a lot of oil, they've got a lot of things that are going on that the world is going to continue to buy and develop and grow in sub-Saharan Africa, and we want to be part of that growth.
Marriott International reported sales of $12 billion in 2010, with strong growth in China and Brazil. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.